Older than 10 years? Call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Today is January 7th, Old Rock Day. Geologists and amateur rock enthusiasts can show their appreciation of all things fossilized and ancient by digging up an old rock. I've uncovered some prehistoric stones. Have a groovy Old Rock Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. They were honoring the Iranian general killed in a U.S. drone strike when some 40 of the mourners died.
A horrific stampede at the burial, trampled by the crowd, and almost 200 injured. The crowd size has been estimated in the millions both yesterday and today.
Fox's Rick Leventhal, the U.S. warning ships in the region to be on high alert. In the case of the Maryland newspaper shooting, which left five dead in 2018, a hearing today
to consider whether court records of it should be made public. An apparent loophole in Maryland allows documents filed electronically to be kept from the public. And the Capital Gazette, where the shooting happened, and the Baltimore Sun have asked the judge to unseal most of the court file.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And at least one person dead in today's 6.4 magnitude quake, which hit Puerto Rico before dawn. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, welcome to the show.
What day of the week is it?
Tuesday.
That's today?
Tuesday's good. How's Tuesday for you?
I heard that this show is, like, really good.
Is this a show?
This show is supposed to be gleeful and bright.
This is your show.
Then you better get started.
When's this going to air?
When does this air?
Right now.
Showtime.
All right, we got a conundrum coming up and a $10 CB Bistro gift card to give away. But we have our priorities.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. It's a little brisk out there this morning. There's a little breeze as a front has gone through the area. So that little breeze will make today seem a little cooler, but not a bad day with lots of sunshine. High temperature up near 60. Tonight, clear skies with the freeze expected. Overnight low temperature down to about 32 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, another good day. Lots of sun. Low to mid-60s. Thursday, upper 60s. Still dry. Friday, we'll be in the low 70s. Risk of a shower or two here and there. Maybe a thunderstorm. But all eyes on Saturday. And, you know, when you see a storm system several days out, that looks severe. And then every day that you get closer, the concern grows. We're now up to an enhanced severe weather risk on Saturday. Potentially significant outbreak, including the threat of, damaging wind gusts over 70 miles an hour and tornadoes. It reminds us of what happened last January 19th. Remember that big tornado in Wetumpka? So a significant kind of day like that. High temperature in the mid-70s on Saturday. We'll continue to watch it. Right now, this morning, we have west winds at 7 miles per hour. Clear skies for the most part. We're at 53 now at 8:05. And Montgomery Paint and Body is ready to take care of you. Hopefully, you're not going to need them. You know what I mean? I mean, hopefully, you're going to be trouble-free and you're going to not be in an accident or not be in a scrape or a dent situation. But if you are, they're ready to take care of you, and they do it meticulously. Brandon Turner, Donnie Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body have been in business now for over 35 years, and they are meticulous because they take care of not only the damage you can see, but the damage you can't see. They work well with the insurance company. They not only fix your car meticulously, they're going to detail it as well before you get it back in your hands, and that's always brings a big smile to your face. Phone number's easy, 27 Rec with the W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. It's the conundrum, and it's something that 1 in 10 of us have in our cars. There's a lot of possibilities here. Uh-huh. A lot of possibilities. We'll start the guesses at 272-9228.
Pot of chocolate?
Actually, pot of chocolate will make that the starter guess, and that is not it. In fact, I haven't had a pot of my homemade chocolate in the car, maybe in a year.
Not in this current vehicle, right?
No. So that,
yeah.
No, and I didn't get a black interior so that I could spill chocolate and have enough. What goes best with the stains I usually create? Coffee sloshes, that kind of stuff. No, I am doing keto, and I'm trying to behave. 272-9228. So one in 10 of us have at least one of these in our cars.
First letter of your last name.
Some have more than one.
Okay.
All right. If we get to it in stupid news, something we may talk about on TV, a study, for those of you who are inclined to go with your gut feeling, you're right. That's the way to do it. Ryan wants to be the first one in on this conundrum. So, Ryan, what do you think? What do 1 in 10 people have at least one in their car?
Okay. My guess is going to be jumper cables.
Oh, that's good.
And it's never when you need them, right? Yeah. Jumper cables.
Right.
Not it, but you got to start it, man.
I appreciate it.
All righty. 272-9228. Let's get some calls. We want to get a winner on the conundrum, $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. In fact, Jay, maybe what we could do here is have you whip people into a frenzy by talking about the menu. I'll answer the phone.
If it comes in, sure, we
can do that. So if you call right now, you get to talk to me.
Wow, that's very cool. I might call in. Let's see. Get out of my cell here. 272.
Are you saying people don't want to talk to me?
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally not affected by that at all. You get to talk to Greg Beadle.
Hi, it's really me.
Don't forget to get their first letter of their last name, because they got to put their thing in the thing.
Can I have your first name and last name? Yeah. Second name.
Your first and second name.
I got to hurry up and do this, otherwise so many people are going to miss out on a lot of things. The Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. this morning, but then they do that every single day. They open up at 11. So go by there and check them out. You can call them at 279-7500 when they open today, but maybe you don't want to wait. Well, go online. They have a fantastic website, one you can place your order on, but also one where you can see pictures of the food. The entire menu right there on their website. Just go to theseafoodbistro.com. That is where you can put in that order. That's where you can see everything. But maybe you don't want to do that either. Maybe it's just you'd rather look at your phone. Then use one of the delivery apps on your phone, and you can have Seafood Bistro delivered to your door. You don't even have... Well, you need to put on clothes when the driver comes by. But
But you probably should.
Otherwise...
So how long have you had these fantasies about me?
You'll have fantasies about the Seafood Bistro once you try them.
Good segue.
Go to theseafoodbistro.com. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. We got to get Greg off the phone here. He's getting names and numbers now. Getting, details about people. Hi.
What is your name? I need your first and second name.
Appreciate it.
What's your dog's name?
Yeah.
That last guy, that was Don R. He's not eligible to win. He just called to tell us how much he enjoys the show.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's great.
Tell me who you got, because I got to put their name in for the drawing at the end of the week.
All right. Our first caller is J.R.R.
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 R.
Okay.
All right, so...
I'm going with an air freshener.
Air freshener.
Hey, oh, that's good. Answer. That's good.
Good answer. Wrong, but good answer.
Very good answer.
Really good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you for trying. Right. Thank you for your patience. And Debbie.
Is this the one that was having fantasies about you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the first letter of her last name?
I made that up.
Hey, Debbie, what's the first letter of your last name?
K.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yes, sir.
What do you think this is? What do you think this is in your car?
Well, I'm guessing I don't have these, but I'm guessing books on tapes.
Oh, that's
books
good.
On tapes.
I don't have tapes anymore in my car.
Or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, so 272-9228.
Your window on talking to Greg is now closed. back to your splash of reality, which is good old J. Scott.
Watch. That'll probably fire up the phones, because I just intimidate people.
What a bunch of crap.
In your warm loafers.
You want me to give away the conundrum again?
You can do that.
That's always a good idea. 272-9228. 10% of us have at least one of these in our cars. 272-9228.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests in a Monday morning homicide. Montgomery police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found shot inside a car that had crashed in the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard yesterday morning. Police believe the shooting happened near the site of the accident. A U.S. soldier who trained at Fort Rucker is among three people killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The family of Henry Mayfield Jr. of Hazelcrest, Illinois, confirms his death. The 23-year-old held the rank of Army Specialist. And Department of Corrections officials arrest four people on drug charges during visitation at Elmore Correctional Facility. Authorities say the drugs were found during pat-downs and vehicle searches during the visitation period. All four are being held in the Elmore County Jail. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
By the way, we got some traction on Facebook with the TV topic this morning about words that people hate. And there's
Moist. Moist, Princess,
Hyenas. As my cousin Vizzy, Pelosi.
Pelosi, somebody wrote.
Oh, God.
Obama.
The word work.
Work is repulsive.
And funny. A former president turned up on the list.
I see that.
Again, some traction. 272-9228. All right, 10% of us have at least one of these in our cars. JR, what do you think?
I'm thinking ashtray.
Ashtray. Oh,
that's good. That's good. More and more
that's
cars.
Probably accurate, too.
Yeah.
Wrong Ian.
Thanks for trying.
Remember when cars used to have lighters? Well, they sort of still do.
You know what?
They don't actually have the lighter part. They have the.
Right.
Yeah.
When I picked up my Rogue from Tip,
mm-hmm.
I said, is it possible to get one? And he said, I honestly don't know.
Right.
So I guess you have to order it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't. But I use it for my phone charger anyway.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Valerie.
Yes.
10% of us have at least one of these in our cars. What are we talking about?
Sunshade.
That's good, too. Oh, yeah, one of those. Sometimes I wish I had.
Oh, okay, sunshades. All right.
Yeah.
Not it. Good guess. Good guess. 272-9228, $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And we're going to get Steve on before we hit the break. Steve, what do you think?
How about a roadmap?
Good. A roadmap. That's good.
Yeah, if the battery on your phone dies.
Right.
You don't know where you are. A roadmap could be a mighty handy thing to have.
You still pick them up at the rest area anyway. I do. There's a new one.
Do they still offer them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're still there.
And most gas stations, everything was free. They pump the gas for you, get your roadmaps.
Yeah, I got a Tennessee. I just got a Georgia. I got a South Carolina.
Then they started charging,
mm-hmm.
and they became a lot less popular when you had to pay for them. Yeah, think about that. You pull into a gas station, ding, ding, somebody would come out, open up your tank, put the hose in,
check
pump the gas.
Dipstick.
Yeah, check your oil, all of that stuff.
Yep.
What happened to that? Here is...
Troy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put the...
Troy!
In Troy.
Oh. Hi, Troy.
Hello? Yes, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Good.
What you think? At least one of these in a car. What do you think?
I'm going to say a gas can.
Gas can?
Gas can.
Yeah.
That is not it, but let me say, and thank you for the call. The president apparently has some EPA regulation that he's about to repeal so we don't have to use these horrible contraptions that they've turned gas cans into. That's an EPA thing. What happened to the ones where you put the spout on and it just poured and you put a cap on the end?
So I haven't used one in a while. What is it like? I mean, is it complicated now?
You're going to dribble more gasoline on your shoes than you are putting it in your car or your mower or whatever. They're horrible. They're just horrible. But so I'm hoping that...
When's the last time you ever ran out of gas? For me, it goes back to it's got to be the 70s.
Yeah, my bug.
70s.
You know what? I was lucky, though. I ran out of gas coming down a hill. So I just coasted into the gas station.
Oh, that's perfect.
Two blocks down.
Perfect.
Worked out well, but I would never want to run out on an interstate or something like that.
Yep.
272-9228. 10% of us have at least one of these in our cars. Come on. You can do it. 272-9228.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Cryer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Cryer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylukewire.com today. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
License number 84417.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, the Patriots are done, and football fans are cheering. Finally, some of the teams will be in the Super Bowl. But they won't go away. There's just one thing we're hearing, and that's where in the world is
Tom Brady going?
No one's talking about the Chiefs. No one's talking about the Packers. And no one really cares what will happen to Drew Brees. When it comes to football, only one thing really matters. And
where in the world is
Tom Brady going?
You know, I will be
very
disappointed if Tom Brady signs with another team.
Yeah, because you want to see closure.
Yeah.
You want to see him win one more.
I think it's always cool when an athlete has spent their entire career with one franchise.
Remember in baseball, that used to be common, right?
Yeah. Well, free agency. No word on Josh Donaldson yet this morning. I've been checking.
No, I haven't.
For you Braves fans. All right, let's go to Valerie next. The conundrum. 10% of us have at least one of these in our cars. What are we talking about?
Hello.
Valerie?
You there?
Yeah.
Hi. What do you think of? It's the answer.
An umbrella.
Oh.
Umbrella is not the one we need.
I got two or three in my car. I never use it, though.
See, I have zero. So whenever I need one.
You know to borrow one from me now.
Well, I have an old bath mat towel, mm-hmm. kind of step onto when you're drying off.
Right.
It's been retired. I keep that in the car now, so if I need to get in without having... Because we got to be on TV in the morning. Who wants to look at me all drippy? JR, he's determined to try and win this.
Who's this?
I got two answers this time. I'll go with a snack of some type.
Oh, no.
No, it's not a snack.
I think you're on to something.
Yeah, you're getting...
Wrong answer?
No, that's the best guess so far.
Yeah, you're on to something, but we can't accept that. Thanks.
All right. 272-9228. Katrina.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Would it be sunglasses?
No, but that's good. Boy.
Our best guess was
so far, snack was the best guess.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. David.
What about coffee
mug. Coffee mug.
Okay. All right.
I would fit that because I always have a coffee
mug.
I've
got one on the floor all the time.
Good guess.
Yeah,
that's good. Thanks.
I need to find somebody to give me a couple of sleeves of those 32-ounce cups, too.
I walked into Chappie's and asked for them. I said, it's Greg Beadle's birthday, and I would like to get him. He just loves your cups, and There you go. Got cups. No charge. Best birthday gift you ever got.
I love the creativity.
Daughter took fantastic photographs. Mm. You got styrofoam cups.
Terry.
Hi.
Good morning.
What you think?
What is child this? Seat.
Oh, okay.
It's not that either, but it's a good guess.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Once again, 10% of us have at least one of these in our cars. At least one of these in our cars. There's your,
right.
There's your clue.
Yeah.
Karen, what do you think?
Is it gum?
That's good. That's really good because, you know, I think we're on to something here, but it's not gum. Hang on.
Okay, thanks anyway.
Thank you.
Thanks. Who's this?
Here's... Do people still put gum under counters and tabletops?
I haven't seen that in a while.
You go to a,
yeah, you
a
go
lunch
to a restaurant
counter.
And you put your hand under the
table.
Yeah. Craig.
Hang on.
Yes, I guess maybe a French fry.
All right, he says 10% of us have at least one or more French fries. That is
That's
the winning
it.
Answer.
And probably more than one, right? Somewhere. If you go under the
exactly.
seat. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
The petrified French fry comes standard on any car I drive. Actually, I've become very careful with that. The more they engineer comfort into cars, you don't want to... There's too many ways you can hurt your hand.
I know.
You know?
Hey, how about dropping your phone down that little slot in between the seats there?
That's always fun. That's always fun. Oh, but... Boy. At least with the power seat, you can lift it up and get your hand in there without getting caught.
Right.
So you want a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, Craig. Way to go.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
thank you. And everybody else that participated is eligible for our fantastic end-of-the-week grand prize drawing.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right. A Japanese woman was honored last year by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest living person. She turned 117 this past Thursday.
I saw her on TV.
Observed the occasion with a party at her nursing home in the city of Fukuoka. Got to be very careful with that one. Reuters said she celebrated with a slice of birthday cake. She was born prematurely in 1903. There's nobody born before 1900 alive anymore. The seventh of eight children, got married in 1922. Think about it.
Wow.
If he had lived as long as she did... They could be the first couple to have a century celebration. Last March, she was certified by the Guinness people. The honor was last bestowed to Kylo Mikeo, also of Japan, who died in July of 2018, 117 years old.
You're doing something right in Japan.
So we know who the oldest person in the world is, but what about the second oldest? What about them?
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, world's second oldest person.
The world's second oldest person.
The media is fawning over the world's oldest living person. But we all know they won't be defending that title for long. So get ready, old-timer, because you're next to carry the geriatric crown.
Let's hope you can hold out that long.
Whatever you do, don't walk toward the light.
Unless it's the light of the news cameras, yeah.
So get those stories ready about Model Ts and polio. And when some whippersnapper reporter asks how you did it, say, quitting smoking at age 97. Because you're the world's second oldest person, a real American hero.
The world's second oldest person.
Hey, world's third oldest person, you're on deck.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting to know that you are the oldest living human. I guess, has anybody ever made it to 120 that you know of? I don't think anybody's done
that.
That
I know of, no. Has it? I mean, yeah.
Now, there have been, we had the story last year that genetic scientists believe that people who are being born today.
Could live to one as high as 120?
120 or beyond, yeah.
According to this criterion, the longest human lifespan is that of
Enrico Palazzo.
Yeah, no, it's Jean Calment of France. Jean Calment of France.
Yeah.
died in 1997. Born in 1875.
75.
So he was
122 years.
Wow.
And 164 days.
But he looked 119, though.
Supposedly, well, it's probably Jean then, because this is a female. Jean Calment. She supposedly met Vincent van Gogh when she was around 12 or 13 years old.
Wow.
She received news media attention in 85 after she turned 110. But wow. Yeah, so there you go.
You know, everybody wants to live a nice, long, functional life.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that old.
Well, I mean... When you
depends on how functional you still are.
Yeah, when you get to that age, though, you've got to know that almost any time you go to sleep, it could be the last time. I mean, it could be tonight, too, for me. Who knows?
We were worried when... Last hour when you didn't... show up.
I forgot I traumatized my buddies, my pals.
It crossed our mind.
Because I went outside to check traffic, and I did my security fob. See, but applied security. They work. No way in. So all I could do was beat on the door like Fred Flintstone, screaming Dino, then go around to the front, call the request line and say, oh, by the way, could you let me in? But for a moment, you thought it, any of you get emotional?
No, I'm worried. Well, of course.
What would Jay have said? Who is this?
I'll be honest with you. When I opened the door to the back and did not see you there, I got very scared.
We were saying on the air, I hear him.
Yeah, I didn't jump to any kind of conclusions in my head or anything else, yeah. But as soon as I opened the door and you weren't there, I thought, uh-oh. I really don't want to walk around this corner and see him having fallen out of his car,
yeah.
Face first, and knocked himself out,
right.
or tripped.
That time I fell into the sewer behind the station. Remember that?
Yeah,
that was like
I wasn't here for that, but I heard about it. So yeah, but when I didn't see you out there, then I was like, he must have walked around front.
Go to my car, pop on the radio, and I'm hearing, hey, it's the brand new Rich and Jay show. On News Talk 93.
Talking about the, talking about, what is it? What were we doing? What segment was that?
The most electrifying.
No, yeah. That was the rocket scientist.
Rocket scientist, right.
And I ended up being the rocket scientist. That's getting lucked out. Mr. Electric of Montgomery. What a great company. Certified master electricians. And here's the way they do it. First of all, the most qualified electricians on the planet. You never have to think about who you're going to call. When you make an appointment with them, it's not in some window of time. It is a specific time, and that's when they will show up. They will assess the work you need done, whether it's an installation, your house needs a checkup. It's always a good idea if your home is more than 20 years old to get that done on a regular basis. To have security lighting installed, your Ring doorbell system, those are all things that we paid Mr. Electric to do for us, and they did a great job. Get it done right. Don't mess with electricity. I would never want to read Electricity for Dummies and try and install something. Their customer service is excellent. They gave you an upfront price on the project, and that is what you pay. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com/Montgomery-AL.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic I-65 southbound. We got a minor accident just out of Prattville past Cobbs Ford Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. East Boulevard near Shirley Lane, out in front of the Shriners Temple. We have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Still got that disabled vehicle on the Troy Highway just before the East South Boulevard. Backing up traffic on the Troy Highway. Currently a lot of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard, the East Boulevard. East South Boulevard has some pockets of congestion at the lights. I-65 and 85, still moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. A speed limit drive through the 65-85 interchange. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. The 2020s are here. Reinhardt Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, U-Haul just announced that they ain't gonna hire smokers no more. Well, you're lost, U-Haul. The hardest working people I know are smokers. Except for every 30 minutes when we gotta take a quick 15-minute break. Us smokers, we're a tough bunch too. Like the old saying goes, neither snow nor rain nor heat will keep a smoker from stepping outside for a quick drag of a menthol. Asking U-Haul employees not to smoke is like asking a stripper not to use a pole. Hear me out. People get U-Hauls because they're moving. Moving is the number three most stressful life event behind death and tattoo removal. So why, in the pray tell, would you strip away the God-given human right to smoke a cigarette from employees that gotta deal with super stressed out folks all day? That makes about as much sense as a screen door on a submarine. And if you're thinking of moving anytime soon, why don't you haul your behind to another moving company? One that ain't discriminating against us smokers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is
about the environment and some good things that have happened in 2019. All we hear is, you know, from experts like Greta Thunberg and Leonardo DiCaprio, the world's going to end in 10 years. So why not just party it away? Here are five positive things. A bunch of countries planted a whole lot of trees. And trees need what? Carbon dioxide, right?
Of course, yep.
To make more oxygen. So India alone planted 220 million more trees last year. Ethiopia with 350 million. Canada promised to plant 2 billion by 2030, but I wouldn't trust that Trudeau creep. So we're off to a good start. There's kind of a world effort to plant a billion trees. But when you think about the size of the land masses, that's not a staggering or unrealistic numbers. Plus, a lot of trees kind of plant themselves. The humpback whale population has boomed. A century ago, there were only 450 left because of whaling. Guess how many?
450 back in what year?
A century ago.
A century ago?
It whaled it down to 450.
But I think we're back way up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's say 5,000.
25,000.
Wow.
So 5,001, I was going to say.
Teenager came up with a new way to remove microplastics from the water supply. 18-year-old Fionn Ferreira won Google's 2019 science fair after tests showed his method was 87% effective. He got 50 grand to keep working on it, and I certainly hope that it leads to, you know, a patent and maybe millions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, we're not the world's polluters. They want us to pay the bill. But China and other countries are doing far more disastrous damage to the environment.
Yeah, pollution, air pollution in China is just really out of control.
Remember the Olympics? It was a joke.
Yeah.
Scientists in Mexico created a new type of plastic that's biodegradable. It's made from cactus, and it breaks down in the soil after about a month. And then the Great Pacific Garbage Patch cleanup got underway. And once again, a teenager involved. Back in 2012, a 19-year-old engineering student came up with a way to collect it, and now they have started recycling it. And I think, you know, if you just let free markets and ideas work, they will come up with solutions for all these things. It's like, you know, do we want to have to rely on fossil fuel forever? No. But we're not, the technology that can replace it on a cost-effective basis isn't there yet. And you can't force that to happen. But we're getting closer. Carbon I read an article about a carbon capture invention that will eliminate almost all emissions from coal plants and things like that.
Uh-huh.
All developed by the free market and brilliant people. It's pretty cool. 837, Georgia Floors Direct invented a really great way to supply flooring to the river region over half a century ago. Can't believe I'm saying that now. But yeah, Mr. Dick McAdam had a vision that Eastern Boulevard, the bypass as we call it, would one day be the center of town. Kind of worked out that way too. So that's why he chose to build his warehouse there, big warehouse that holds tens and tens of thousands of square feet of wholesale priced flooring of all types and styles. Room-sized remnants, carpet, tile, laminate, hardwood, they've got it all. And over the years, they've built a great team of installers so that when you go to Georgia Floors Direct, let them know what you're interested in doing in your home, big or small. They'll get you the wholesale price on the flooring, arrange the installation. So you're dealing with them from beginning to end. You cannot go wrong. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers will make your shopping experience incredibly pleasant. So the next time you need flooring, whether it's a single room or you want to redo the whole house, you'll do much better at Georgia Floors Direct. True wholesale pricing since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
We had a little front move through the middle of the night. There were even a couple of little light showers while you were sleeping. Now that has moved through. It's going to be a little brisk today. Lots of sunshine and a high temperature up to about 60. We go down to freezing tonight with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow is a nice day, a really nice day, with a high in the low to mid-60s and plenty of sunshine. We're in the upper 60s, still dry on Thursday with the clouds increasing, and then maybe a few showers on Friday. A couple of thunderstorms are possible, but the big deal thing is Saturday. And the reason why we've been tipping you off on the Saturday situation more and more is because the threat level continues to rise. Not to get you worried about, but to get you aware. And that's the thing, you know, maybe change your plans or look at changing your plans on Saturday and being weather aware, and get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. The risk level is now 3 on a level 5. So that's an enhanced risk. And we remember the tornado in Wetumpka last January. That was on January 19th. Anyway, Saturday is the day that we are focusing on. Right now, this morning, winds out of the west at 7 miles per hour. Temperature is 53 at 840.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up next. Dumbest of the Dumb.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 southbound just past Cobbs Ford Road. We have a minor accident there. We don't believe it's causing really any trouble, but please use caution as you go by. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Got another accident on the Eastern Boulevard right in the vicinity of Shirley Lane, so use caution in that area. Watch out for that minor one. Also, on the Troy Highway, we're still showing a little bit of a backup at the East South Boulevard. We had the report of a disabled vehicle earlier on Troy Highway, so use caution if you're coming in there. Currently, we've still got a lot of congestion around the city, light to moderate traffic everywhere. The interstate's moderate traffic through downtown, but no problems anywhere, and a speed limit drive through the 6585 interchange. So use caution, buckle up, and let's be safe out there. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From LLM.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. No arrests in a Monday morning homicide. Montgomery police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found shot inside a car that had crashed in the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard yesterday morning. Police believe the shooting happened near the site of the accident. Department of Corrections officials arrest four people on drug charges during visitation at Elmore Correctional Facility. Authorities say the drugs were found during pat-downs and vehicle searches during the visitation period. All four are now being held in the Elmore County Jail. And a U.S. soldier who trained at Fort Rucker is among three people killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The family of Henry Mayfield Jr. of Hazelcrest, Illinois, confirmed his death. The 23-year-old held the rank of Army Specialist. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So why did I play that?
And now a star is born. On January 7th, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Kenny Loggins.
He's breached, but don't worry, Mom. I got his foot loose.
Kenny Loggins, a star is born.
And since I know what that means, my heart goes out to any woman that had to endure that kind of situation.
He had to sell out to a lot of those theme songs. So I'm not sure I was thrilled about that.
Oh, I don't know. I love Danger Zone and Footloose.
Yeah,
pretty good stuff. As movie stuff goes, better than Air Supply.
Yeah.
Let's bring in former Secretary of State and future ex-con Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
They're gonna get you on the Logan Act there, Mr. Carey. It's time for today's Morning Maroon nominees. As we see the dumbest of the dumb. Okay, this is an act of evil. A woman named Lynn Lee owns a barbecue joint in Lansing, Michigan.
Okay.
And she couldn't understand why she wasn't getting any phone orders last month. Turned out her angry ex-boyfriend had recorded an outgoing voice message that said the place was closed for the holidays until March. So she lost out on a ton of business. Here's the recording this jerk left.
Happy holidays from Capital City Barbecue. Due to the holidays, we will be taking an extended leave until March 1st. We look forward to your business and seeing you after March 1st.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have no phone call because all customers assume that I'm closed until March. To take something away from me, that just look like take away my spirit. And I will not give up as long as customers continue supporting me.
So who would get the Morning Maroon nominee? The boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that he gets sued by her for doing that. He would have it coming. Guess what state we're going to next?
Oh, I would say Florida.
Yes, and food-related news from Vero Beach. Mm-hmm. McGuire McLaughlin, a 19-year-old from Vero Beach, bought a bunch of food from McDonald's at 3:45 in the morning. Anybody that's worked in a late-night drive-thru knows you can run into some real interesting people who may or may not be driving illegally drunk. She asked for one dipping sauce in every flavor they had. An employee told her that she'd have to pay 25 cents for each packet, so she flipped out. She had told the employees that she'd robbed the place to get her dipping sauces, and she'd get her hands on that dipping sauce sampler by whatever means necessary. Police were called. She was arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. So getting a criminal record for a dipping sauce.
Right.
And then this is a good one. This is from Kentucky, but it's Florida-level dumb. 30-year-old Julie Miller from RJ, Kentucky, had a meeting with her probation officers last week and needed to take a drug test. But one of the officers was suspicious she was trying to pass off someone else's pee as her own. So they confronted her and tested the urine and said, "Are you a schnauzer?" Because she used her dog's urine. God only knows how she collected that. She says she knew she'd failed the drug test after using meth and suboxone.
How'd she know the dog was clean?
Yeah. She was arrested and charged with tampering with evidence, which is a felony. And, you know, when you're on probation, that's a gift from the government. You did something bad, and when you're on probation, if you violate any of the terms, back to the hooskow, man.
The hooskow.
I kind of like her for the...
She's a good one. I'm going between the dipping sauce McDonald's 3 a.m. person and the... And the schnauzer urine person.
Come on with schnauzer urine.
What do you think, Jay?
Dog pee.
Dog pee.
What an ultramaroon.
It's just unreal, man. 8:49 is the time. Got our final look at the roads coming up in just a second. As always, we'd like to acknowledge the support we've enjoyed for a decade now from Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a company dedicated to changing lives that have been given the worst possible break. Loss of mobility. Sometimes short-term, sometimes long-term, weeks, months, sometimes it's permanent. Whatever the case, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson and their team of inventors at Gulf States goes in and begins the process of restoring choices to these lives. They literally have to invent it because there's no one-size-fits-all approach to these kinds of things. Ramps, rails, customized motorized equipment, vehicles that people who were told by a doctor you'll never be able to drive again now can and drive safely thanks to these voice command technology vehicles available at Gulf States, equipped right there and available on friendly long-term loan arrangements, too. This is what they do, restoring choices to people who have been adversely affected, including many of our wounded heroes. Their number is 514-6590. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them. But we'd all appreciate it if you take a look at their Facebook page and like them for the great work they do at Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Woodcombe.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 southbound, just past Cobbs Ford Road. We have a minor accident there. We don't believe it's causing really any trouble, but please use caution as you go by. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Got another accident on the Eastern Boulevard right in the vicinity of Shirley Lane, so use caution in that area. Watch out for that minor one. Also, on the Troy Highway, we're still showing a little bit of a backup at the East South Boulevard. We had the report of a disabled vehicle earlier on Troy Highway. So use caution if you're coming in there. Currently, we've still got a lot of congestion around the city. Light to moderate traffic everywhere. The interstates, moderate traffic through downtown, but no problems anywhere. And a speed limit drive through the 6585 interchange. So use caution, buckle up, and let's be safe out there. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you concerned about your future? Concerned about your savings? Well, we're here to help. We're Sunset Financial. Our advisors are retired seniors who have the perfect advice to make sure you have money later in life.
Well, I can tell by looking at both of you why you've got money problems. Too many tattoos up and down your arms and legs. Look at mine, USMC. It only takes one tattoo to define yourself. You better get your act together, Mr. and Missy.
Sunset Financial.
You have enough tattoos.
You better get your act together, Mr. and Missy.
That's right. It is 8:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Earlier in the show, we offered a feature that I would like to share with our friend Randy Burkhalter from Bradville Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Good. You may have, within your particular business, seen this, but I have a tape here of a chicken that laughs at its farmer's jokes. This is a real chicken, and I'd like you to give this a quick listen.
Well, Greg, my wife called me this morning. She said, Randy, you need to find out about this laughing chicken.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here's the joke first.
Yeah.
All right. Why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? Oh, thank you. I thought it was kind of funny. All right, the joke wasn't that funny. I mean, it was a good joke, but it wasn't that funny. But thank you.
Don't forget to tip your waitresses on the way out. Yeah.
That's hilarious. It's our chicken time is right around the corner, really.
Ask about that. Yeah, that.
I'm getting my. What I do here is a little different than other places. We have a set schedule where we get different breeds at different weeks. We will generally get probably a total of 10 different breeds throughout the the chick season, which is February through about mid-June.
Everybody knows that.
The hot chick season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and what we do, we generally only buy females because most of the time, unless it's somebody specifically wants meat birds or something like that, that's most people want egg layers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. We are doing something a little different this year. For those folks that don't want to raise a bird up from chick stage up to laying age, which is about five and a half months,
mm-hmm.
and incur the risk and the expense and the time, we have available this year ready to lay pullets, is the what they're called.
Pullets?
Is a pullet. Yeah. No, not a pusher, a pullet.
All right.
Anyway, we have those available this year. I have a access to those. So a person could come in and say, you know, I want some four females that are ready to lay. We're going to have Rhode Island Reds, the most popular, one of the most popular chickens around our area. So, yeah, we are prepared for the chick season, and I hope they last.
By the way, as we wrap up here, Prattville Farm is a place to get what you need. Weeds out of control in our area.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I was horrible this year.
Yep.
I was driving around yesterday getting hay from the farm, bringing it up here, mm-hmm. and I told the guy who was with me, Blake, I said, man, it is too green for this time of the year. And let me tell you, the little nasty spurweed is out in force. I have seen that in my parents' yard.
Yeah, I've seen it in the neighbor's yard, too.
Have you seen it? Yeah. It's already germinated. Yeah. It's up. Mm-hmm. Listen, kill it now. It's easier to kill it now than wait till later.
And
we've got a herbicide that works really well in our cool temperatures that we have now. It will smoke them.
Available at Prattville Farm Center. Randy, your location and hours, please.
Yes, sir. 1154 South Memorial Drive. That's about a third of a mile just south of McDonald's on the right-hand side. And 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And me or Eddie or Cluck. Or Little Joe, we'll all be here to help you.
All right, Randy, you have a great day. Say hi to Mrs. B for us, okay?
See you later.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it's 8:58. News and Views is next. I'll see you this afternoon at 3.
Mr. Sandman.
Happy New Year, everyone. My Millbrook store is now closed. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh, yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattresses only, or foundations only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have a nice selection of bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around under $3,000. And our headboards and beds are beautiful. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores. Mr. Sandman.
Every new year, you resist.